Welcome to Creative Rising, my friend. This is Season 1, Episode 5. And today, I'm going to share with you the 6 tools that run everything in our business. These are the apps and the software that we use nearly every single day across all 3 of our brands that we cannot live without. And here's the main reason that I've chosen this topic as one of the first episodes in Season 1 to share with you here on Creative Rising. Out of the gigantic laundry list of topics that I have written down that I want to share with you here on this podcast, this one rose to the top for this one very specific reason: your client experience. When you are a wedding photographer, and honestly, this applies to any wedding professional that's out there, there are 2 things in your business that will make or break your success. One is the quality of your work, right? This is a given. Your images, your product, they need to match up to the quality that your brand promises to deliver. Second is the quality of your client experience. And I would argue that the experience you provide is just as important as the quality of your product. It's not more important, but it is definitely equal to it. You can have the most amazing images in the world, but if those images are wrapped in a bad client experience, you will not get referrals. A reputation of bad service will overshadow your talent. And this is how I know this to be true. Okay, we've had many, many couples that have come and sat down with Jeff and I in client meetings, and they will tell us stories about their siblings' weddings. Like, they'll tell us about the photographer, for example, that photographed their sister's wedding. And that photographer delivered amazing photos. And as far as personality goes, they were really fun and really nice people. But leading up to the wedding day, they were unresponsive over email. Or after the wedding, they took a really, really long time to deliver images. Or, and this is a big one, guys, the photographer didn't have a family portrait list prepared. So the family portraits were a nightmare on the wedding day. You would be shocked how often I hear this and how big of a deal managing the family portraits are. Like, how organized or not you are with the family portraits can make or break any chance of a future referral. And that's a complete side note, but I hear it so often, it's worth mentioning for sure. Now, from a photographer's perspective, I can read between the lines, okay? When I hear these stories, I don't think to myself, oh man, that photographer sounds like they were terrible and they totally should have worked harder. No, what I'm thinking is that, man, that photographer sounds like they were overwhelmed. It must have been so hard for them to answer emails or to come up with a family portrait list ahead of time because they sound like they were overworked. Or I'll know that the turnaround time that the family is talking about, well, that was actually a reasonable turnaround time for a photographer, but the photographer just didn't clearly communicate those deadlines and those expectations with their clients. So their clients were just left to believe that they took a really long time with the images. And guys, I have been there. Okay, there were years when I was so swamped with emails that I just could not get back to people in a reasonable amount of time. And my business did pay the price for it. Emails would just sit there and it would make people really unhappy. Or I just didn't know how to set proper expectations with my clients, and it would create big problems with my clients later on. Then one day I heard the phrase, dress for the job you want, not the job you have. And that changed so many things for me. Dress for the job you want, not the job you have. And I realized that if we were ever going to raise our prices and start booking the dreamy weddings that we really wanted, then our brand needed to start acting like it served those dreamy clients long before we could ever book them. So we started investing in the kinds of time-saving tools that I'm going to share with you in this episode, and we started investing in them sooner than later, before it really totally made sense for our business to start using them. But when we really needed the tools, we had already been using them and were already prepared when the time came when they really were super necessary. And today, Jeff and I have an incredible reputation for customer service. All of the best vendors in Southern California, the ones that are working our dreamiest black tie and ballroom weddings, they know the younger'uns as being organized, responsive, easy to work with, and fast on our turnarounds. So if you want to book more dreamy weddings, or if you want to raise your prices, then you need to focus on delivering a stellar experience as well as delivering amazing images. And you need to start doing that now, sooner than later, so that your experience will match up with the kinds of jobs that you want to start booking in the future. All right, let's jump into the 6 tools that run everything in our business and that make it possible for us to provide that amazing client experience. And when I go through each tool, I'm going to do 3 things. One, I'm going to give you a really quick overview of what each tool is. 2, I'm going to tell you what we love about it. And 3, I'll tell you one feature of that tool that we use in a unique way that you may not know about. Now, briefly, one thing I want to mention is that we are affiliates for many of these products that I'm about to mention. And some of these companies, like ShootProof, are currently sponsoring season 1 of this podcast. But Jeff and I are always customers of a product first before we ever enter into an affiliate or sponsorship relationship. And the reason that we become affiliates in the first place is because we love the product and we already believe in companies like ShootProof. So we are 100% comfortable with partnering with them as a sponsor. So at the time of this recording, we are current heavy users of all of these products, and we've been using all these products for many, many years. So I truly mean it when I say that we can't live without them in our business. All right, let's get started. The first tool we can't live without in our business is ShootProof. ShootProof is what we use for our image galleries in all 3 of our brands. So when we deliver any image to any of our clients for any type of job that we do, they receive those images in a ShootProof gallery. So whether it's a wedding, an engagement session, a portrait session, or even any of our commercial clients for our Bauman Photographers brands, so things like corporate events, headshots, commercial shoots, products, we use ShootProof for all of it because ShootProof can handle all of those different types of jobs. And our clients not only view their images in their galleries, but they also download digital files from those galleries based on specifications that we set for each type of job. So a headshot client is going to download images in a very different way than a wedding client. We can set those permissions. And our clients can also order professional prints directly through their galleries, which is something we love and helps us make some extra money. And one other cool thing is that you can also send invoices and contracts through ShootProof, but this is a feature that we don't personally use because we use Tave for that. And Tave is the tool I'm going to be talking about next. But I know a lot of photographers do love this feature about ShootProof and use it quite a bit. What we love about ShootProof is how easy it is to sell professional prints and to make extra passive income in our business using the ShootProof galleries. So ShootProof integrates with a lot of great print labs like White House, Black River Imaging, ProDPI, Bay Photo, Richard Photo Lab, and a handful of others. So you can pick which labs and which products from those labs that you want to sell through your galleries. And I love that you can not only have a lot of control and flexibility over the products that you sell, but you also have a lot of flexibility with how hands-on or how hands-off you want to be with your print orders. So, for example, I can be totally hands-off when it comes to my print orders, and I can have ShootProof automate the entire thing. They'll process the order, send it to the lab, and have it shipped to the client directly. So I don't ever see that order or touch anything. I just see the money in my bank account. So it is truly passive. Or I have the option to view and approve any print orders that come through. So when a client places an order, it can get sent to me first, and I can check the crops on certain images, or if I want to do some quick retouching, I can do that. I can grab the image, retouch it, and replace it in the order before it gets processed. Or I can be completely hands-on, and I can self-fulfill the order myself. So I have ShootProof process the transaction, but then they send me the order, and I take care of everything from there. And I can send it to a local lab if I want. If there's a certain lab that I really want to use that isn't partnered with ShootProof, I have that option. So there's a lot of flexibility in how involved I want to be in the order process. What we do in our studio is we do the studio approval version. So we choose to approve each order that comes through so we can do a quick check. We want to make sure there's no issues with any retouching that might need to be done, or there's no issues with any crops. So 8x10 prints, they tend to crop people out on the edges of family portraits. So if mom orders a print of the whole family, I'd want to make sure that Uncle Joe and Aunt Sue aren't getting cropped off the ends because it's an 8x10. So we'll check those sort of things, make any modifications that need to happen, and then ShootProof takes care of the rest. I love that we can do that. Now, one feature of ShootProof that you may not be aware of and that we use in a really unique way is their email marketing, which is essential if you want to make money on print orders. So with print orders, you need to be really proactive. And if you do want to make more money, you have to set up automated email campaigns to promote those print sales. And ShootProof lets us do that directly through their system. So I don't have to figure out how to do this through like MailChimp or something and how to integrate them with my galleries. ShootProof does this for me. So with each wedding that we photograph in our studio, we send a specific series of emails from within ShootProof once a wedding gallery goes live. And these are very specific emails with very specific subject lines, copy in the body text. We know the exact send dates of when these emails should be sent at what point in the process to optimize those sales. And we have tested those emails over a lot of galleries, a lot of clients, and over a lot of time. So we have made these emails available to you in our photographer shop. So if you want to grab them and use them in your ShootProof account, go to theyoungrins.com/shop. And I'm going to link to those emails directly in the show notes so you can grab those and put them in your ShootProof account and start using them. Seriously, this is the easiest way to make some extra money in your business. Grab our email campaign, set it up in ShootProof once, and then let it roll on autopilot for an entire wedding season. Okay, and it's a win-win for your business. Just see what happens and see if you make any extra money. I really think that you will. Okay, so that's the first tool that we can't live without in ShootProof. The second tool we can't live without in our business is Tave, T-A-V-E, Tave. Tave is our studio management software that manages all of our leads, it sends our contracts and invoices, it tracks our workflows, and it houses all of our email templates. And guys, that is just the tip of the iceberg of what you can do in Tave. It's a really, really robust, really in-depth system that we love. Basically, Tave does the job of a full-time studio manager, and it saves us more time and more money than any other tool we use in our business, hands down. Now, Tave is built specifically for photographers, but I do know that there's other wedding professionals like DJs and officiants that use it successfully as well. So if that sounds like you, it might be worth checking out. I know there's a lot of folks that are not specifically wedding photographers that do listen to this podcast, so I want to make sure that you're aware of that. What I love most about Tave is it makes us look so good to our clients and their coordinators because it makes the entire booking process so easy and professional. It only takes minutes for us to put together a custom proposal and send it to our couples. And it's really, really seamless on the client side. Okay, it's so easy for them to accept the proposal, sign their contract, and pay the retainer to book their wedding with us. And throughout the process, Tave will automatically send invoices and payment reminders based on the timeframes that we tell it to. So I cannot remember the last time that I had to manually send an invoice or remember to send an invoice, right? And I can't remember the last time we've had a wedding client pay late because Tave does it for me. I seriously don't think twice about it. It just happens on autopilot. It is so wonderful. Tave also stores all of our email templates that we use for weddings, and the time savings of those emails alone easily pays for Tave itself. These emails include everything from pre-written inquiry responses to expectations for turnaround times after the wedding on when we're going to deliver images and products. There's emails on what to wear for an engagement session. There's emails on the album process. So we are setting up all of the proper expectations that we need to ahead of time, and we've cut down on client problems dramatically. And by the way, our complete set of email templates is available for purchase in our photographer shop, so you can grab those as well at theyoungrins.com/shop. And you don't have to use Tave in order to use these templates. Like the ShootProof templates, you have to use ShootProof for those. But these, you can put our email templates in any studio management app that you use or any email system that you prefer. We love Tave and I highly recommend it, but you can use these email templates anywhere you'd like. How we use Tave in a unique way is that we have multiple photography brands that shoot very different things, and we have a big team of photographers that shoots for us, and Tave handles all of it. In fact, Tave is the only studio management software that I know of at the time of this recording that can handle associate photographers and multiple brands. So if you're a photographer that has associates that shoot for you, then Tave is an absolute must. You have to use it, and it's wonderful. Or if you have a few different brands that need to appear somewhat separate on the client side, like let's say you photograph weddings, but also boudoir sessions, or senior portraits as well as headshots, then Tave can handle all those multiple brands seamlessly because it's a robust system that's built exactly for that purpose. We do corporate events, we do headshots, we do products and weddings and engagements and portraits from all three of our brands from within Tave simultaneously, and it handles it so, so well. And of course, if you are already running a bigger studio like us or you're planning to in the future at any time, Tave is your solution, hands down. If you're not using it already, you need to check it out at the link in the show notes. Now, one disclaimer about Tave is that the initial setup is very time consuming because you need to input all of your client data, you need to put in all your email templates, you need to set up your workflows and create your proposal templates, and there's all of this work to do to get it set up. But their customer service is amazing and they will help you out with getting set up. So heavily lean on their team during that phase. Also, if you already know your workflows and systems, then that's half the battle, okay? It's much more difficult if you don't know what happens when in your business and you're trying to figure all that out while you're getting set up, okay? That's a lot more difficult, but it's not impossible. It is well worth your time to figure out all of those things. I cannot encourage you enough to get your systems dialed in because the reward on the other side of those systems is worth every ounce of the effort.
I loved earlier when you were like, my team is the best at ShootProof. And I, in some ways, I kind of like pictured this, like there's the marketing gang and there's the dev gang and you're in this competition. Is that what
like
it's like?
Like we're like all West Side Story, like yep. Snapping our fingers.
That is literally the image I was thinking, the snapping the fingers, walking, like coming down the alley to music for sure.
I mean, that is how we start every day, you know, but by the end of the day, we've like come to the conclusion of the film where everyone's like, oh my gosh, we should have been nice to each other.
ShootProof is what we use to host our galleries and deliver images to our clients across all of our photography brands, whether it's a wedding, portrait session, or corporate event. And if you don't know this about Jeff already, he loves to talk marketing. So he got on the phone with Anne at ShootProof, the senior content developer on the marketing team, to talk about how fun it is to work in marketing and to work with photographers around the world that are all so different.
We like to say that there's room at the table for everyone. People out there are doing phenomenal things. I know one fantastic photographer, Spanky Mills in Texas. She photographs seniors and she does not do in-person sales. All of her sales are online through ShootProof because she lives about 3 hours away from her target market. So it's not realistic for her to drive in multiple times just for a sales session.
Yeah.
And so it's great to hear like, oh, this person is succeeding in this way, but then this person is succeeding in this way. And it can work no matter what. You just have to find the right tools, the right community, and have the right motivation and inspiration.
ShootProof, there's always room at the table for you. Unless you work on the dev team, then you'll need to work it out Broadway style. And right now, ShootProof is giving Creative Rising listeners 3 months of any plan for just $1 for new users. Any plan you'd like, 3 months for $1. This is only for Creative Rising, and you can only get this deal at creativerising.com/ShootProof. That's creativerising.com/ShootProof. So tool number one is ShootProof, tool number two is Tave, and tool number three that we can't live without in our business is Asana. Asana, A-S-A-N-A, is a task tracking app that helps us track all of the tasks in our business that take place outside of the workflows that are in Tave. So Tave tracks all the tasks that happen for every single job and that have concrete due dates, like sending a questionnaire 6 months before the wedding or delivering the images a month after the wedding. Those are all repetitive, repeatable workflow tasks, and those should be in Tave. Asana, however, is how we keep track of all of the other random one-off to-dos that happen in a business. Okay, things like getting a new sample album or updating your pricing guide or sending this random email. You can assign those tasks to other people. You can set due dates. You can have conversations with your team about specific tasks. And you can create entire projects for things like rebranding your website or setting up a styled shoot. So it's really, really simple and easy to use and has a lot of options for how to set it up. What we love about Asana is that you can view tasks and projects in different ways that make the most sense for how your brain works or just how a certain project itself needs to work. So you can see a project in a calendar view, which means that you can keep tabs on when everything is due, and you can keep tabs on if there's going to be a bottleneck coming up where everything is due all at once, and you can figure out how to manage that. Or you can view them in a board fashion and you can move tasks across a board for a more visual style, or you can do the traditional list, okay? You can also color code tasks using tags, and we use that with our different brands. So in order to mark a task with which brand that task is meant for, we use tags. So Bauman Photographer's tag is blue, Cloven Kins is orange, and the Youngerins is green. So when you look at a task then and I say, call this client back, you'll know it's a Youngerin client. I also love that Asana is incredibly inexpensive, so it is totally approachable for whatever level of business you're at. How we use Asana in a unique way is that we actually use Asana for our social media calendar. So we have a dedicated project for our social media only, and we have it set to that calendar view that I mentioned. So we can see a global view of when we're posting to all of our blogs, all of our Instagram feeds, what we're posting to Facebook, when we're sending email newsletters. And it's really, really helpful. It helps us stay on top of all of our social media, especially across our different brands. In fact, I'm going to put a link in the show notes where you can download a free copy of the social media calendar that I recommend to all of my students. So if you're a part of the Dreamy course, this is part of that. And so you can download that social media calendar in the show notes. Or you can go to creativerising.com/105. And then you can download that calendar and see what an Asana project looks like and how to use it for social media. So creativerising.com/105. Or go to the link in the show notes. All right, we have ShootProof, Tave, and Asana. And the fourth tool that we cannot live without in our business is Blogstomp. Blogstomp is how we resize, watermark, and format our images for our blog and our website. And this is a very, very simple tool. It really is only used for a few very simple tasks. But the reason I'm mentioning it is because it saves us so much time. Every time we post a blog, we use Blogstomp to prep the images. And because we post a lot of images in our blog posts, this tool makes a huge, huge, huge difference. What we love about Blogstomp is that it's so easy to set up and so fast to use. It lets you batch images, so you just drop a folder of images on it, and Blogstomp will just run through them in no time. And it will apply a watermark to each image and optimizes them for our blog. And it's also what we use to put images, like vertical images, side by side, which only takes a few clicks. So it's so much faster than using something like Photoshop to do this. So if you're using Photoshop for this, then just stop. Just use Blogstomp, okay? Instead of telling you how we use Blogstomp in a unique way, because it's such a simple tool, there's really only a few ways to use it, I'm just going to give you a tip for using Blogstomp. So in order to get the best quality of images from Blogstomp, you need to give it the biggest full-res images you can to resize. So when you export your images for your blog, export them as full-res, full-size JPEGs, the biggest you can get them. Then when you run them through Blogstomp, Blogstomp is going to give you much, much better quality. Otherwise, if you put smaller, resized images through it already, they tend to come out looking a little soft and not as sharp. And speaking of sharpening, we also have Blogstomp run a sharpening action on our blog images. And you can go into the settings on Blogstomp and you can set how much you'd like that sharpening to be. So if you'd like to see the exact sharpening formula that we do on our images in Blogstomp, then go to this episode's blog post, creativerising.com/105. And I've posted our sharpening formula in the Blogstomp section of that blog post. So you can go there, see it, and put that in your own Blogstomp. I could talk about it here, but it just gets a little confusing over audio versus just seeing it there on the screen, and you can basically copy and paste it. All right, we are on the home stretch. We've talked about ShootProof, Tave, Asana, and Blogstomp, and we are now on the final two tools that we can't live without in our business. These last two tools go hand in hand because they are the backbones of our post-production. This is Photo Mechanic and Lightroom. So first, Photo Mechanic, which is tool number 5. Photo Mechanic is what we use to cull our images before we edit them. So it's how we review everything we've shot and how we pick the final images that will be delivered in a job. Now, Photo Mechanic was created by the Associated Press, so it's meant for journalists to quickly review images and send them to editors on the fly. So this tool is not meant for editing at all, which makes it really, really fast. And that's what we love about Photo Mechanic, the fact that it's so fast, which is why we use Photo Mechanic for culling instead of Lightroom. And it's faster for a couple of reasons. First, like I said, Photo Mechanic isn't meant for editing. You cannot edit a photo at all, even if you wanted to in Photo Mechanic. It is only meant for tagging, selecting, and sorting through a large amount of images. So Photo Mechanic does something really smart. When you see an image in Photo Mechanic, what you're seeing isn't the big original raw file that Lightroom uses for editing. Instead, all you're seeing is just a small, tiny JPEG that your camera has embedded inside of that large raw file. So when you take a photo, the preview that you see on the back of your camera on your camera's screen, that's just a tiny JPEG preview that your camera has generated. It's not the original raw file that you're seeing right there. And that JPEG preview is what Photo Mechanic is pulling and showing to you. So that way it can run through the images at a really, really fast speed and it doesn't get bogged down by trying to read all these giant raw files. The second reason Photo Mechanic is so fast is we really like to zoom in on our images to check the focus of the images at full size. And in order to do that in Lightroom, we need to have Lightroom render one-to-one previews of the big raw files, which basically means that Lightroom has to go through the entire job and create really large, large JPEG previews of each image. These previews are way bigger than the ones that Photo Mechanic uses, but they're smaller and easier to handle than raw files. So depending on the size of the wedding, this one-to-one rendering process takes a really long time, like hours of time. In fact, we used to render our weddings overnight because it would take that long. However, we can look through all the images and zoom in on each one in Photo Mechanic, and those small JPEG previews work just great to look and see how sharp a photo is. So we don't need to render all those big files in Lightroom anymore. We now have a shortcut. And I love that Photo Mechanic provides that time-saving shortcut. I am all about shortcuts, which means saving time and delivering a better product. Okay? Now you might be wondering, we cull our images in Photo Mechanic and we edit them in Lightroom. So how do we tag our images in Photo Mechanic and then transfer those tags to Lightroom? Well, this is how we use Photo Mechanic that might be a little unique. And this might start to sound really technical, but don't worry. If you go to this episode's blog post at creativerising.com/105, I've created some step-by-step visuals there for you to take a look through in case you get confused by listening to this in an audio version. The key to transferring tags from Photo Mechanic to Lightroom is in the star ratings. You can give images in Photo Mechanic a star rating of 1 star, 2 stars, 3 stars, etc., right? All the way up to 5 stars. And when you tag an image with a star rating, that rating gets saved in the image's metadata, which basically means the image will remember what its star rating is. And Lightroom can read those star ratings in the metadata. So we tag the images we're keeping with 1 star in Photo Mechanic, and then we import the entire job into Lightroom, and we have Lightroom read the metadata of all of the images, and voila, all the star ratings start showing up, and we can sort by the star ratings and see all the final images that we picked in Photo Mechanic. And for those of you that might be one step ahead of me, and you're wondering, wait, what do you do then? Well, we then render only standard previews on the keeper images instead of one-to-one previews on the entire job. So reading the metadata and rendering standard previews on only 1,000 keeper images, well, that only takes a fraction of the time that it takes to render one-to-one previews on an entire wedding of 5,000 to 8,000 images. So it still takes time to read the metadata and render standard previews, but it's far less time than the process that we were using before. Again, if you got lost or confused at any point in there, that's okay. Just head to creativerising.com/105. And there's visual screenshots there in the Photo Mechanic section to walk you through what I just explained. Don't worry, I got you, boo. So that was Photo Mechanic. We are now on the final tool that we can't live without in our business, Lightroom. Lightroom is what we use to edit our images, and it's meant for photographers like us that need to edit a large amount of images all at once. And by editing, I mean adjusting exposure, color, contrast, curves, saturation, etc. It is not meant for extensive retouching, and you can't do any compositing in Lightroom at all. Okay, that's what Photoshop is for. But for our basic color, for black and whites, for color, for exposure, for contrast, Lightroom is perfect and it's so fast. Now, what I love about Lightroom is how much sorting and organizing you can do of your images and how much you can optimize your workflow by creating presets for so many things. Okay, we use collections and folders and tags and editing presets and export presets and publish collections and shortcut keys. Basically, if there's a way to make something faster and easier in Lightroom, then we have totally done it. And I love that Lightroom is made with that efficiency in mind. As you can probably tell from this section about Photo Mechanic, there are so many creative and extensive ways that we use Lightroom specifically that I can do an entire series on just our Lightroom workflows. And I actually think that I really want to do that. So I'm going to save a lot of that for a possible future episode that will be dedicated to Lightroom and our Lightroom workflows. But for this episode, I do want to share one simple game-changing tip that I learned a long time ago that I think is really smart. There's a good amount of folks out there that will get a lot of value from this, and I want you to get creative with this next little tip, okay? For our workflows, we use a separate Lightroom catalog for every shoot. So we don't import multiple shoots into one catalog, which you can do with Photo Mechanic, but we choose to keep a single shoot in a single catalog. And there's so many reasons for that. But one of the biggest reasons that we do this is so that we can use what we call template catalogs. These are empty catalogs with no images in them, and we've created one empty catalog for each type of job that we shoot. So we have a template catalog for weddings. We have one for engagements, one for portraits, one for headshots, one for corporate events. And then we've customized each of those template catalogs to fit the needs of each type of shoot. So for example, our wedding template catalog has a long list of ready-made wedding-specific collections that we use for every single wedding. And by the way, if you're not familiar with collections in Lightroom, they're just ways of organizing your images. They're basically folders that only exist in Lightroom. So for example, the collections that we have in our wedding template catalog are things like blog images, Instagram images, album images, for vendors, for portfolio, for submission. Okay, there's a long list of different collections that we use. So there are different sets of images that we need to export to different places for different uses for every single wedding. Okay, along with all these collections, we've also created an extensive set of smart collections and published categories to help us categorize the images for the Shootproof Gallery. And those are super advanced ways of using the catalog. And there's also a bunch of other really advanced Lightroom stuff that we've built into the wedding catalog. And all of that stuff takes so much time to set up. And if we were doing it from scratch for every single wedding, it would take so much time. So instead of rebuilding our catalogs every single time we have a wedding, we copy and paste the template catalog, open it up, and import a new wedding into it. And all of our collections and categories, they're all there and ready to go. Okay, it's a huge shortcut. So get creative with that. See if there's a way that you can use template catalogs to help you save time with every wedding that you shoot. All right, those are the six tools that run everything in our business and that we can't live without. Tool number one is Shootproof. Tool number two, Tave. Tool number three, Asana. Tool number four, Blogstomp. Tool number five, Photo Mechanic. And tool number six, Lightroom. So check out the show notes for links to each of these tools, or go to creativerising.com/105 for all of the good stuff I mentioned in this episode, including that download of the free social media calendar in Asana, and grab our sharpening settings for Blogstomp at that same blog post that I just mentioned. A huge thank you goes out to Ryan of Level Audio for editing all of these episodes for Creative Rising and making me sound so good. I really appreciate it. And also to all of our sponsors that have made season one possible. We love you guys and are so happy to partner with you. Again, thank you for listening. And if you love these episodes and you are getting so much value out of what you're hearing, then please remember to subscribe and leave a review and please give us a star rating. I would really, really appreciate it. I love you guys and thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.